Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. I got stuck last. I just want to go over Sif Yud Zayin in Siman Shin Tzadik Zayin before we move on to Shin Tzadik Ches. Shin Tzadik Ches. Top of page 526. So the case is as follows. Mishay lo peyus mufkodim be'ir acheres. So somebody had fruit which we put away by somebody else to take responsibility. Should we talk about... Can I just give you the fruit for the moment? Can that be the case? Okay. So I had fruit. I left it for you, for your responsibility. You are in a different city, which is outside of the tchum. Pe'acheres. In a different city. Rechoy kamemenu, which is far away. Meaning it's outside of the tchum. Ve'evu bnei Yisrael ovo yetzloi. And you, together with a gentleman in your city, made an elf to come towards me. Can you take that fruit that I gave you, which is mine, but you have taken responsibility for that, can you bring it to me on Shabbos, yes or no? That is the question. You made an Eruv, I did not make an Eruv. What's the halacha? So the halacha is, lo yaviu lo me peroisov, you may not bring my own fruit, you may not bring to me. Why? She peroisov kamoyu, because my fruit is like me, and just like I'm not allowed to go all the way to you because you're outside of the tchum. Similarly, the fruit which is mine, which you took responsibility, but ultimately it's mine, you cannot bring to me because it's outside of the tchum. So whilst you are allowed to come to me, the fruit which is in your hands cannot come to me. When is this said? When they've been designated and there's a specific place for them. But if they are a bit random, they are not designated and specific, so the fruit can be, a bit yours, a bit mine. It's not, they're not designated. You've mixed up your apples and my apples, kind of. And it will be considered like yours. They're not specifically designated. And since they're like yours, then the halacha is, you can bring them to me because you made an eruv. Somebody invited guests for Yom Tov. Do not bring meals, portions, which the balasuda, the inviting person, cannot go there. Unless to become yours by making a schus on them. So here the point again is the same identical point. That you cannot, if you've got something which is yours, but ended up in a different place, in the outside of the tchum, they cannot be brought to you because they're outside of the tchum. That's really the point. Okay, Siman Shin Tzadik Ches is going to a new topic, Rabbi Yisai, which is the point, how do you actually estimate the 2,000 amos? Now, Rabbi Yisai, there's a big chiddush over here. I do not know why, but if you talk about 2,000 amos, I would have assumed the best way to calculate this would be what? What would be the pashtus? You've got a city, you want to know the outside of the tchum. We're now going to be discussing how the 2,000 amos work. What would be the svar pshuta? How would we estimate 2,000 amos? Circle. Okay, I'll go similar to you. I would say, okay, you look at the edge of the city, which is normally not a circle, which is normally not a square, and you, from the edge of the city, you go 2,000 amos. So it will be just an enlargement of 2,000 amos into all directions from where the city edge is. That's how the same is svar, right? So if you always end up, you go to the end of the city and you add 2,000 amos. Imagine it would be a wall, like in the olden days. You just add from every, you add another 2,000 amos from the wall. And that's it. Figure out where the tchum is. It would be very easy. It would be very good. Lamaise, we don't do it like that. And since Siman Shin Tzadik Ches is going to teach us how we actually figure out the 2,000 amos of a city. And it's not partial at all. Okay, so let's see how it works. Siv Aleph. Sabo limdo et alpaim amos al tchum ha'yeh. If you're trying to figure out the 2,000 amos of the tchum of the city, if the city is aricha v'ktina, long and short, if it's a square city, but not according to the directions of the world, see picture 1. So picture number 1 is a straightforward one. You just go, how would you figure out the 2,000 amos from this city? You just go 2,000 amas. Here you go very literally to 2,000 amas of every edge. You carry on. Up, north, up, down, right and left. Now, when you go to picture number two, you see already where we're getting at. What is the yesod of picture number two? Picture number two, opposite page 526. Okay, we're going to be speaking more about this in Siv Gimel. We have over here a chiddush that when you are, it's called Ribua Ir. Now Ribua Ir is, and that's what we're going to speak about for the next simon. Ribua means we square off a city. We square off a city. So whenever we are trying to figure out the tchum of the city, we're squaring it off first. Okay, maybe the Siv Base is the most extreme example, and that's going to be really helpful. Siv Base, top of page, Reish Samach Talat. Hoy Agula, look at that. That's going to explain, I think, the case very clearly. If you've got a round city, and cities are not normally round, but they're not square either. So there's something in between. Look at picture number five. When you've got a round city like this, we make squares. We look at it as if it's in the middle of the square. And we estimate, we add another 2,000 amas from the square. And you end up gaining the edges.
Is there a reason why make a square?
Good. The reason is that the yesod is, I can't explain it. I'm unable to explain. I don't know why. But the square, the point is that we always go, the tchum is always based on a square. So when you've got this circle over here on picture number five, which is a round city, what you happen is you first have to square it off. You first square off the city. Have you got a picture? You square it off first, and after that you add 2,000 numbers, which basically means that from the top, from the extreme right, from the extreme left, and from the bottom, from the extreme bottom, there, from there, very much it's 2,000 amas. But you may have a lot more than 2,000 amas, such as from where? The corners. You're gaining a lot. Now, what is that? How do you work out how much that is?
1.4 times bigger than the square.
Here. Our math expert over here.
Is the square always perpendicular to the north, south, west, east boundaries?
Say that again, please.
Does it always parallel the north, south, west, east boundaries?
Yeah, that would speak about it in Siv Gimel. The answer is yes.
So
we'll speak about that.
Depending on the shape of the city.
Indeed. Very good. Absolutely. But what we're speaking about now, Rabbi said, that's the story we've got to take out. If we take this out, we know a lot. And that is the concept of Ribua Ir. Ribua means to make it square. You're always going to make the city square before you add the 2,000 amas. So you do not go, if you've got a round city, you're not going to just add 2,000 from everywhere. You're going to first square it and then add 2,000 amas, which means you're actually gaining quite a lot on the edges. And that leads us to the second part of Siv Beis. If the city is square, if it's a Meshuleshes triangle, Hoshesh lo tzalas raboy, so there's many tzlois, there's many corners. Merabinoi, so you first square it off. Achkach, and after it's mutzien chutz lemruba alpayim am lechoruach. And after it's you add 2,000 from all the sides.
Can I ask, if the city is very, very
higgledy-tiggledy. Yeah.
Which most cities are. It's not so posh at squaring it off.
Absolutely, it's very, yeah, absolutely.
You're going loads of different.
Yeah, how are you actually going to square it off? That's the main challenge. To correctly be merabeh a city, you need an awesome Talmud Chacham to actually be able to do that. It's one of the very, very great challenges. Yeah. Satellite helps, yeah. Yeah, but it is challenging. We're going to get to even more, you're going to look at the next page, you'll see a lot of examples which make it even more complex. Yeah. Yeah, no, good. Good question. It sometimes means to box it off. You're right. So you're going to see more examples later. Yeah. Okay, so look at picture number 6, for instance, an example. Here again, an example that you're going to square it off before you add the 2,000 amas. And here, how much you're adding over here, you're physically adding. How much amas are you adding? How many amas are you adding in picture number 6?
There's more amas from the squaring it off than there is from the city.
That's yeah, I agree. Finish, yeah, absolutely. You're going to have, it's true, that in the south and on the west, you have 2,000 amas to the edge of the city. But on the east and on the north, especially on the edge on the top right, on the northeast corner, you probably have 2,000 amas plus, it could easily be another 1,000 amas. Similarly, also in picture number 7, you see over here, you may be at the city, fascinating concept. Here again, you're going to add a lot to the edges. Similarly, picture number 8. Yeah, that's it. So, We'll speak about that. That's a later sermon. We'll speak about that. Okay, leave this out for now. We're just assuming that's the edge of the city. Yeah, there's clear definitions what is the edge of the city. There's going to be definitions how we actually figure out what the end of the city is. Now we're just assuming it's the edge of the city. Mkshu merabba, Siv Gimel. When you are squaring it off, merabba berua oilam, you go according to the world. You go according to the world. According to the corners of the world, which basically means what's the corners of the world?
Gold screen.
It goes according to directions of the world. So, כשהוא מרבו, מרבו בריבוע העולם, כדי שתהיה כל רוח ממנו, משוחו, כנגד רוח מוחס העולם, so that every way is stretched towards one of the... That's right. North, south, east, west. That's picture number 9, which tells us very clearly. So you've got the east, the south, to north and the west, as you can see. And the city is somewhere bang in the middle. You wouldn't normally, if you'd want to be merabea it, you would have thought you're merabea it. I need somebody to explain this better to me. You'd probably assume to be merabea it in line with its shape. Now, well, no, we're not actually merabea in line with the shape. We're merabea it according to the...
You mean a set of different squares to make it less lopsided, you mean? Like it's allowing one square. If you, for example, you've got an L shape...
No, we will do sometimes L shapes, but it's about how you put the square. How do you put the... You don't put it crooked. That's what it is.
It has to be perpendicular that's the expression, perpendicular.
To the
north-south...
Yeah, that's it.
Directions.
That's it, absolutely. That's it. That's the point. Rabbi Isaac, do you hear that? That's a very nice way of putting it. Can you repeat that, please?
It has to be perpendicular, i.e. at a perfect right angle to each of the four different directions of north, south, west, and east.
As opposed to?
An arbitrary square at a quarter angle or a 45 degree angle or a 100,
Now, I'm not even sure how they managed to do that in the past so easily.
With a campus,
that's right. That's how they've done it, yeah. 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 Okay, so that's picture number 9 is representing that. Okay, Siv Dalet. What happens if you've got a scenario as follows? If it was wide on one side, the ktoro and short mitzad echot on the other side, you look at it as if it's one long... you look at it as being white. Gam. What happens if it's like a gam, which is the Latin letter of gamma, which is picture number 12? How are you going to do that? What happens on picture number 12? You're squaring it off, and then you're adding 2,000 amas, which is not so, it's quite similar to picture number 6, really, in principle. You're just filling up the missing area, and you add 2,000 numbers after that. Yep, I like the windmill, Rabbi Issa. I like the windmill. It's pretty random. Yeah, do you see windmill? Have you got the windmill? The windmill, in picture number 12, there's windmill. Actually, in all the pictures, there's a windmill. Yeah, probably, yeah. I don't know, it's quite a random thing. But, okay. So, how is that so coming gam? Okay, Keshes. Keshes is, okay, now Keshes is a fascinating scenario. Keshes is the Literally, keshes means a, what's officially keshes? Rainbow. Bow, rainbow, yeah? So look at picture number 13. What are we going to do about picture number 13? Have you got a keshes? What are we going to do about picture number? What would you suggest? Binyamin, have you got a picture? What would you do about picture number 13? Now, I believe, I remember hearing from Diamond Simons, I believe, that there is a keshes shaila over here on the way to Bourne Woods. If you've got Google Maps, please check. I don't know how, but it is a keshes shaila. There is that very case is on the way from here to Bourne Woods, Hotel Street. There is a keshes. So I seem to remember. Okay, so what is that? So can we describe it? It's like an upside down C, right?
Semicircle.
Okay, good. How are we going to figure out where the 2,000 amas is? How do you count the 2,000 amas?
Can you just box it out like we're
going? Okay. The answer is yes, but not always. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Moedidin lo mina yesa. V'roin es kol aroichev shebeni yesa v'kesh kilu mole batim. That's what exactly what you're saying. You're filling it up. The entire, the void, the empty part, you fill it up with houses. And then you're going to add the 2,000 amas. So that's picture 14, yeah? So you're going to add 2,000, when you see the line, the black line, you add 2,000 amas from there. No, actually, it's not picture 14, I'm sorry about that. That's picture 16, rather. Okay, you fill the empty area, and then you add 2,000 amas from there. Now, it's not always the case, though. What happens if you've got from the two edges more than 4,000 amas? Picture 14. Can somebody describe it better than me? You've got from the two edges, you've got more than 4,000 amas of emptiness. Does that make sense at all what I'm saying? Can you see picture number 14?
Yeah.
Have you got picture 14? Can you describe? Can somebody describe it better than me?
The distance between the buildings, the edge of the bird, is more. Internal distance is more than 4,000
amas. That's it. Internal distance. That's good. Okay. The internal distance between the two. What did you say? Between the two edges is more than 4,000 amas. Then we don't do what we did in number 16. Then what we're going to do is, because it's more than 4,000 amas from the edge on the one edge and edge on the other side, since more than 4,000 amas, what we're going to do is, we're going to say, uh-oh, no, we're not going to fill it up like picture 16. We start counting the 2,000 amas like in picture 14. Number 15 is only making it clearer that where the 4,000 amas, where you hit the 4,000 amas distance, that's when the 2,000 amas down start. Now, I'm fully aware that I'm not explaining this well. Please, can somebody do a better job than me and explain picture number 14 and picture number 15? Please, can somebody explain that better than me? Once you've got more than 4,000 amas, look at picture 14.
More than a 4,000 amas gap between one part of the city and another part.
Yes, once you've got more than 4,000 amas, then...
What do you have to do?
Then you start the 2,000 amas of the tchum...
Within the bow.
By the bow, as opposed to picture 16, as if you fill it in.
So we shelve the square thing?
We do. We shelve the square thing? No, we don't shelve the square thing. We're just counting it. We're not filling up the hole. We're not filling up the gap. Yeah, we're not squaring it. You're right. You're not merabeah it. We're not really squaring it off. That's right.
From the bottom. We're not squaring it from the
bottom. That's right. We're just squaring it off from where there was 2,000 amas from each side. We don't square it off. We don't square it off from the edges. We square it off from the 4,000 amas gap.
Why is it? Where did this Yoshima...
Because...
Where did the 4,000
come? Because it's 2 times 2,000 amas. That's the tchum. If it's like too ridiculously far, it's like more than the tchum on each side, then it's like 2,000, that's where it comes in. Yeah? That's where it's coming from. So let me go through this in Shait. Oike keshes, im yesh ben shnei roshe apachs me'a ba'alofim ame, when you've got less than 4,000 amas, moed lo mine yesa, you count from despair. V'roin is kol roichav shebena yesa v'kesh kilu mole batim. You add, you fill it in with houses, v'im oye ben shnei roshe'a ba'alofim. But if you've got more than 4,000 amas between the two edges, hein moed in ilo, you do not count, ela mina keshes, you only start counting from the actual keshes. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, she mina mokim sheniskatsa shema keshes, you go from the 2,000 amas, from where there's less than 4,000 amas. שאין בו על 2,000 אמה. וכל זה כשיש בין הקשר יסו יסו מ-2,000. That's only if there's more than 2,000 אמה, אבל אם אין בין 2,000, but if there's no 2,000 אמה, מועדים בכלים מן היסו וכן יגלי אוקל. Right, so that's the concept that we discussed now. Okay, that's the end of Seif Dalet. So just to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed Simon Chin Tzadik, Zayin the last Seif, Seifim about, if I lent you fruit, it was you fruit, then don't bring it back to me if I didn't make an Eruv. You may have made an Eruv, I didn't. Don't bring them more than 2,000 Amas. And then we started figuring out how you actually work out a 2,000 Amas. And we do not just take 2,000 Amas from a Merabeah. Hi, Merabeah, you always make a square from the edges. We are Merabeah according to the world. North, south, east, west. Never eat. So you go according to that. And if it's a circular city, such as picture 5, you go to the edge, you square it off, you add 2,000 numbers. Similarly, picture number 6, triangle, you make a square, you add 2,000 numbers. Similarly, picture 7, 8, and 12, you just square it off and you add 2,000 amas. And then we spoke about the keshes scenario, and we discussed that if you've got more than 4,000 amas between the two edges, then you're going to go from the circular part. Not sure that makes sense what I just said, but you go from the... Yeah, if it's less than 4,000 amas from the two edges, then you're going to just fill it in, and you're going to add 2,000 amas as if two pihas in between. Okay, more about this... the halachas from Sifrei onwards, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, good evening.